We're going to start this morning, though, with the preparations being made for Storm Brian. Communications Officer with Kerry County Council is Owen O'Shea. He's with me on the line. Owen, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Kerry, good morning to you and to your listeners.
Can I just first of all ask you, I suppose, look, this has been a very uncertain storm and Metairn have quite a lot of difficulty in tracking it. It's tracking now further to the east in the country. I don't know what the implications are for us as a result of that, but it means that the entire country has gone from yellow to orange wind alerts for the majority of today. We were orange from yesterday, so it's still uncertain as to how severe or otherwise this may be, but it will be serious.
Yes, it will be. Certainly over the last couple of days, the reports we got from Metairn were that it was quite difficult to track its direction and intensity, but it remains the case that there is an orange warning in place for Kerry from this morning right through till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And as you noted there a while ago, they've extended the orange warning for the entire country. So it's the extent, I suppose, of the area to be covered and the duration is a concern. That said, there as we speak this morning, Kerry County Council crews are not reporting any significant issues around the county. There is the this morning's high tides have now passed and haven't thus far created any significant flooding problems. But because ground is saturated and because of the level of rainfall we've had in the county over the last couple of weeks, that could continue to be an issue over the next couple of hours. But wind, primarily over the next between now and mid afternoon, is the major concern.
Yeah, and that is the issue. And because it tracks further east, the centre of it, it may lead to maybe more severe winds here in terms of what the latest charts are saying. So just because we're at 9 o'clock now, we still have until 3 o'clock to get out of the worst of it. So a lot can happen.
A lot can happen. And as you mentioned a minute ago, we're really asking people to stay away from coastal areas because our indications from Metairn are that the most severe winds and gusts will be along the coast. And as you mentioned, there's a red warning for a red marine warning, which means that the sea area off the coast. As a precaution, yesterday, the beach car park at Ross Bay was closed to public access, and that remains closed today. And also, as a precaution, it was decided this morning to close all of the five civic community sites and recycling centres in the county, which are operated by Kerry County Council. As a precaution, I suppose because of the nature of the business, we don't really want or need people opening their boats and emptying cardboard and rubbish at the five sites in the county this morning. So those sites will be closed for the day and we just ask people to make alternative arrangements to dispose of their waste. Beyond that, obviously, you know, there's a concern during the day. I think the most intense period of the storm is mid to late morning and into the lunchtime period. So, you know, the concern would be that we might have gusts and so on that cause fallen branches and debris on roads. So just advising people really to be cautious. And as I think Jerry Murphy from Metairn said this morning, it's a day for taking a lot of care.
Yeah, and that element of it would be brought home by the fact that, like, not to be lulled into a false sense of confidence, if it's not too bad in the first hour or two, you have to wait till it passes before you can be sure as to what is exactly happening, how severe it's going to get.
Yeah, for sure. And I've already seen a couple of images and videos of wave overtopping, as it's called, this morning along some coastal areas in Kerry. And, you know, it does look quite dangerous. So that's particularly why that coastal warning is in place and why people should absolutely stay away from beaches and cliffsides and coastal areas generally today. The message in terms of travelling, obviously, is that people should be mindful of hazards on the roads and obviously to allow plenty of time for journeys. But we have, you know, crews are monitoring the situation locally as well. These storms can affect different parts of the counties in different ways. And obviously, if anybody has any issues that they'd like Kerry County Council crews to attend to, we have an emergency contact number which is on our social media channels and on our website, and that is 066 718 3588. So if people log any issues with us, you know, our crews will go out and tend to those problems as soon as it's safe to do so. Obviously, anything to do with electricity or power lines should be reported to our friends in ESP networks.
Yeah, and that's the warning from the ESP as well this morning in the last couple of minutes, is that there people will lose power for some stage, at some stage today, that there's going to be a significant impact of power expected as a result of Storm Bram. So people, no harm to have their phones charged and make preparations along those ways as well, Owen.
Correct, absolutely. And it's, as is often said in these situations, it's always a good time to check in on people who are living alone or vulnerable neighbours. You know, people, there are weather warnings in place for a reason. And I know that sometimes maybe some of the warnings can make people anxious or concerned about their own safety or property. But I would say to people, you know, to check in on their neighbours today and to do so over this winter period anyway, when we're into a series of storms and colder weather. So it's a good time to be winter ready and to make sure that neighbours and people who are living alone are more vulnerable in our communities are looked after too. So, you know, hopefully during the course of the day we'll avoid too much serious impact. But the message remains to exercise caution on all routes throughout the day, and to particularly on roads to look out for those hazards, particularly along the coast and particularly along the north coast of County Kerry later on in the afternoon.
Yeah, indeed. And we're already getting a report in here of a power outage in West Kerry near Brandon Creek. Just a small number of people affected, 32 customers affected by that. But just came in around 8:30 this morning. Power expected to be restored at 10:45. But as things stand, things clear so far, parts of the West Coast as well. And there is little bits of flooding and flooding happening in Cork City and in Tramore, in Waterford as well, with Wavertop. But thankfully, even though the ground is saturated, as you said, I don't think there was as much rain as was predicted last night, which was a good thing in terms of those tides that have now passed, from the flooding point of view at least, notwithstanding what might happen with wind. That's a positive.
Yes, correct. Well, there was a yellow warning for rainfall last night, but I think it's about 20 millimetres or possibly less, which isn't a very significant quantity of rainfall generally. But obviously the fact that was falling on ground, which is, as I need to tell people, pretty saturated after recent weeks of rain, there was a concern that would cause flooding problems. But thus far, thankfully, this morning, apart from surface water and ponding on roads, that we haven't had any reports of significant flooding problems. So, but that's not to say that this won't arise. And again, with high tides this evening, you know, it's just one to be careful of. And hopefully, we can escape some of the worst of the damage from Storm Bram.
Yeah, fingers crossed. No, it is unfortunate. Finally, people will be, at the same time, you know, it's only a couple of weeks to go to Christmas, we'll want to be getting out and about. Today's the day, I suppose, for caution along those lines. And if you are travelling, if you're doing the school run, if it's happening a little bit later on, or you're out around lunchtime, that's the time to be really cautious, just that people don't take any chances. Go slow, and on the roads particularly, leave plenty of space between you and the car ahead, and just watch your surroundings.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the morning commute, I suppose, and this morning school run now, thankfully, is over. But again, in the afternoon, when some of the storm, I believe that the most severe impact of the storm will be felt in the mid to early afternoon, particularly on that school run. And if people are out and about on journeys, they should just allow a bit of extra time and just look out for hazards on the roads, because you know, it is an orange warning, and we have to heed the advice of Meteiron, who are the experts when it comes to the weather situation. So you know, working with all the agencies in Kerry, Kerry County Council will be monitoring what occurs over the course of the day, and we'll update people accordingly on our social media platforms and on our website if there are any particular problems that people need to be aware of.
Okay, brilliant. Owen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us about that in the programme. That's Owen O'Shea of Kerry County Council. That number, if you have an emergency that you feel the council needs to deal with, is 066-718-3588. That's 066-718-3588. You're listening to Kerry Today.